You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has had mixed coronavirus news with 15 deaths amid a sharp drop in new cases. The number of new cases plummeted to 116 from Sunday's figure of 208. It's the lowest number of daily cases for the state since July the 5th, when there were 74. The state is halfway through a stage 4 lockdown, which includes a nightly curfew. Contributing to the death rate in Victoria is the high number of unwell people in hospital and aged care settings. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has declared the state's policies are working to defeat the second wave of the virus, but he also says he plans to extend the state of emergency for a further 12 months in a bid to control the outbreak into the future.
There will be some rules, like how many people can go to a restaurant, wearing face masks, COVID-safe work plans in workplaces, and the need for people, as a matter of law, if you've got this, you need to be at home away from other people. Those sorts of rules are all a product of the state of emergency and the fact that whilst we'd all love this to be over by the 13th of September, which is when the Act says the state of emergency must end, that's just not going to be the case. We're going to have this with us for a considerably longer period than that.
Mr. Andrews added, if a vaccine was to appear next year, many of these rules would not be needed. But he said plans had to be made assuming that the vaccine won't be here. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging residents living in Western and Southwest Sydney to be cautious because COVID-19 community transmission is active. The state has recorded 3 new COVID-19 cases. Of those, 2 are people in hotel quarantine, but 1 is as a result of community transmission causing some concern. A Sydney hotel quarantine security guard from Campsie, diagnosed with COVID-19, has been fined $2,000 for visiting an Inner West shopping complex and service New South Wales building in Burwood after taking a test and before his test results were known. Ms. Berejiklian says the state has recorded more than 20,000 tests over the past 24 hours, but some people are still reluctant to be checked.
There are cultural concerns and differences in the way people come forward, and we just want to tell everybody not to worry. Please contact your local GP or a community leader if you're too worried about contacting public health directly or too worried about going and getting tested directly. If you want some advice or information or just some counselling about how to get it done, please contact a community leader in your region.
And there's been 1 new case registered in Queensland today. The case is linked to the cluster in a youth detention centre in Brisbane, a relative of one of the workers at the centre. There are now 10 new cases associated with this cluster. There are public health alerts for 67 venues related to this cluster, which started when a 77-year-old Ipswich woman continued to work there whilst infectious. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says the cluster and its latest case provides an important reminder to people in Brisbane and Ipswich areas to limit private gatherings to 10 or fewer people.
We know that spread within households is what you always will see at the start of new cluster, which is why we put in place that requirement to limit gatherings to 10. It is really important that within households, within private gatherings, maximum of 10 people, because it's that closeness that we know will lead to spread of the virus.
And on the issue of a potential vaccine, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth said despite some very positive developments with vaccines going into the phase 3 of their trials, it's very difficult to predict when a safe and effective vaccine will be available.
It's entirely possible it may be 18 months away. We may see the vaccine sooner. There are so many unanswered questions about the vaccine, but we're very reassured about the sheer amount of work that's going in around the world, all the resources that are going in to produce what will be a safe and effective vaccine.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.